A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Music to the Following On podcast. A very eventful opening day to the final test match of England's tour of India. They're in Ahmedabad again, of course. India closed on 24 for 1 in reply to England's 205. I'm Mark Nicholas, and over the next 20 minutes or so, we'll have Darren Goff, Steve Harmison and Gareth Batty with me reviewing all the major talking points, such as where did it go wrong with the bat for England? Was it the right choice playing just one recognised seamer? And we'll also get reaction from the England camp. So there's plenty to get stuck into. Yep, you're listening to Following On. Tapping your feet there, Goffy. You like this music like I do, don't you?
I do, yeah. I don't mind
music
a bit of this.
Lifts the spirit, whatever the scoreboard says.
Well, put it in the England dressing room tonight. Because after that batting display, they'll need some lifting. Absolutely. I always questioned, you know, Mark, coming back from it after the last test match where England were atrocious, weren't they? I mean, the last two test matches. To come back after two drubbings like that, it was always going to be difficult. But to win the toss today, the players in that dressing room must have been, wow, we've got a great opportunity. It looks a better pitch than the last two we played on. We got the best use of this pitch. And then to go out there and be dismissed for 205, dear me.
Are you as critical, Gareth?
Yeah, I think you never know until both sides have batted on the surface or bowled on the surface, whichever view you want to take. But from what we've seen, it looked like a better surface than bowled out in 70 overs. And a couple of the dismissals would be questioned in certain quarters. But yeah, you can't really judge until both have. But it looked to me like it was a 300 pitch minimum batting first, possibly even 400.
Well, we've got Ben Stokes available right now, guys, so I'm going to put you on hold and go across to Ben. Ben, can you hear me?
Yeah, mate, how you doing?
Yeah, very good, very good. Thank you. Thanks for coming to talk to us. A strange day. Firstly, the pitch, Ben, because we got the impression it was a pretty good one, offering something to everybody. Is that about right?
Yeah, certainly. Probably, I think it's one of the better ones we've had this series. You know, I think, obviously, we felt like that we should still be batting on a wicket like that. You know, obviously, I think it offered actually a little bit with the new ball at the start. But once that sticky tackiness sort of went away, it felt quite a nice pace pitch. But, you know, we're out on the subcontinent, so some balls are going to spin and bounce. But, yeah, I think looking back on it, we'll be disappointed that we're not still batting.
Yeah, do you think that perhaps a lack of confidence after the last two test match haunts some of the players, even if it's sort of subconscious?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. You know, it's an easy thing to say, to just sort of forget about what's happened in the past and only concentrate what's ahead of you. But yeah, I mean, it can be difficult sometimes coming into a sort of better wicket, I guess. But look, we're all at the top level here at cricket, and I think we all know as a batting group and as a team that when you get an opportunity, especially winning the toss and batting first on a wicket like this here in India, you've got to capitalise on that. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that today.
Yeah, I mean, Joe talked a lot about the need to be confident and positive in looking to score. And as we're discussing, that isn't necessarily that easy. And India bowled very tidy today, though. I mean, you spent a lot of time out there yourself. There weren't that many sort of, you know, rank opportunities, half volleys or shortish balls to pick off either.
No, I think the way that we wanted to go about it was to be a little bit more positive. And, you know, I think the great thing about what we've said to each other as a batting group is that you've got the backing of the dressing room. You know, look at how Zach wanted to approach his innings today. You know, some people probably say, what a stupid shot. But you guys are the ones who say cricket batting's about scoring runs. So he's tried to score runs, but unfortunately his execution wasn't, you know, what was needed on that occasion. But he wanted to go out and you know, take the positive route and all. But, you know, being 30 for three, you sort of have to reassess after the start that we had and sort of look to build up towards 250, 300, which me and Popey were trying to do. But yeah, we're a bit disappointed that we didn't manage to get close to 300.
We could certainly see the disappointment on your own face. You played pretty well, began to time the ball sweetly. We've tried to explain at length how hard it is now to defend against spin with DRS playing such a major role in the game. But you felt and looked pretty organised, I thought.
I don't think it's DRS that makes it hard to spin. I think it's the fact that one rags and one spins straight. So that's probably harder than any DRS.
Right.
But yeah, no, look, felt all right. Felt good today. Yeah, I was very disappointed. I'd spent 2.5 hours out there, you know, playing for the one that skids on, and I end up getting out LB to the one that skids on. So I was quite frustrated with that.
Very, very. Dan Lawrence did well, I thought, really well.
Yeah, brilliant. To you know, with having such a versatile player like Dan in our squad, it's a great thing to have when you want to play that extra batter. Spoons actually told me when he spoke to him, he said, "Look, mate, I know this isn't where you want to be batting, but this is where we need you." And he just said, "I don't care when I'm batting, I'm playing." So for a young kid to have that attitude and the willingness to want to play wherever that is, it's a great attribute to have. And he definitely doesn't lack confidence. So yeah, I was very pleased to see him play the way that we've come to know him. And he really went out and expressed himself and thought he played a really good hand.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Ben, finally, first time you've used the new ball for England at the start of the innings. You've taken it as a second new ball, but first time with the new ball. How are you? How's the body? And how do you feel of being picked at Jimmy Anderson's partner?
Yeah, I did say to Rooty, if you could let me open the bowling just so I can tell my grandkids I opened with Jimmy. So I think I pulled his arm a little bit there, to be honest. No, but it's just one of those things where it was like 2-3 overs, see if the ball swings, because I got the ball to swing nicely this morning with the new ball. And then sort of as soon as that threat felt like it went away, obviously then we turned to our spinners. So I'm not going to lie, actually, I was a little bit nervous with my first couple of balls with the new pill. It was something I've never done for England before, but yeah.
So the answer to that last question, it can definitely, Steve Harmison from Ben's neck of the woods, you can take over the answer to that. Can England work with 200? Is there enough in the pitch? And it does look to us as if it'll continue to deteriorate a bit, but not quite so dramatically as the last two.
No, not as dramatically as the last two. And I think it comes down to how well England bowl. Goffey mentioned early on how well India bowl. But I think England helped that by the way England batted. I think, you know, India were allowed to bowl well because England, every time England seemed to put up some resistance, the lack of concentration, poor shot selection or poor execution really sort of let them down, which let India back in and give them a little bit more of a boost and a lift. So, look, you got 200 runs on the board. You always say, you know, your scoreboard pressure at this minute in time, you know, they're the ones with the runs on the board. But for me, it doesn't look anywhere near enough on the surface that we've got here. Probably another good day to bat on tomorrow, and then you'll start to see it deteriorate. And if India are still batting by this time tomorrow night, then I think there's only one winner, and that's potentially 3-1 for India.
Okay, let's get into a bit more detail. The attitude with the bat. Ben, you know, agreed that they were trying to be more positive and then said it's you guys that say you've got to be out there looking to score. You know, looking to score is the way to bat. If you rely wholly on defence, particularly, whatever he says, the fact is DRS has made defending more difficult. But he did point out that one going square and one going straight on is difficult.
Yeah, and it, in some ways, that makes it easier for the spinners. That all you've got to do is just bowl it in the same sort of area, and you've got natural variation from the surface. So at some point, you have to put some kind of pressure back on these guys, where they just, you know, we're playing at the top level. They're not going to miss the area that they have to hit. Let's say it's an A3 piece of paper. They miss it front edge, back edge. That's not a lot to work with. So you have to somehow put them under some form of pressure, and we saw signs of it. We saw Ollie Pope getting forward and back and then getting the odd wider ball of the stump. So, I mean, only fractionally, we're only talking an inch wider, but it's enough to work with. But India just kept coming back when we had some kind of resistance. They came back at us. And I think the big one for me was Johnny Bairstow's line call on the umpire was right to give it out, but we showed on review that it was only just clipping. And then Pope, we had another partnership starting to evolve, and that was sort of another freakish sort of dismissal. Had one of those partnerships just expanded another hour, would we have had a bit more of the rub of the green as of a team and allow everything just to settle in a bit more, and would we be in a better situation? Hindsight is a wonderful thing. I think the intent was right. The odd bit of execution, not perfect, but like Ben said, to an extent, sometimes you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, when some skid and you're not meaning it to, and some spin when it's not meaning to.
I think what he was saying, though, about Zach Crawley, I think he got it wrong, though, Ben, there. Because, yeah, I like the intent. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you're not going to get to the pitch, you can't go through with a shot and try and hit it to, whether it be straight or whether it be to mid-on, against the spin. So I think that was Zach Crawley's biggest problem there, but he did. He got the execution of that shot wrong. He should have just... He realised he wasn't going to get to the pitch. He gambled by trying to hit through it, and he got nowhere near it. And that was the start of it, wasn't it?
I actually thought the situation did for Zach, because he came down the wicket second or third ball of the over. Came down the wicket, fourth ball of the over, and you could just see, and we've all been on the field, haven't we? When your fielders are, and you're not sure, the batsman's not sure what he's doing, and there's a little cheer in the field, and the atmosphere gets a little bit heavier, and you, one more, something's going to happen here. And even Rishi Pant said, something's going to happen here. And then to not just see the over out showed he saw a little bit of naivety and a bit of experience. And Ben's trying to say, yes, he was poor execution, but his mindset was right. Well, actually, in Test match cricket, the mindset there was, right, let's just get the end of the over, have a chat with my partner, come back 2 minutes later, and then next time I'll make sure I'll get to the pitch of the ball, and then I'll hit him over the top. I think he's the muddled thinking got to Zach Crawley there.
I think what Ben's saying is, though, if that ball, he decides to stay in the crease and do as you said, and it zips in and hits him on the pad and he's at LBW, he goes, oh, blimey, why didn't I run down the wicket?
Nothing wrong with coming around the wicket. Nothing wrong with coming down the wicket. But just because you come out your crease, bats, and you should know this as a spinner, just because you come out, somebody comes at you, it don't mean they have to hit it for six. It might have been a tail-ender's response, me and Army, we're coming down the wicket, we're coming down to try and hit a six or a four. Right, but an opening batsman at international level, if you're coming down the wicket and he's, oh, I'm not quite there, what's my plan B? And he just defends it and keeps it out. But he didn't. He went through with the shot and he was nowhere near it. Absolutely nowhere near it. And it was a poor shot. He's got to admit that, surely. If we're going to talk about... He's admitted that 205 is not good enough. I think we all agree on. But one thing I want to say again, and Army's touched on what I said. India today, for me, that's the best of bowled as a team. That's the best of bowled as a team in the whole series. And that might sound daft to a lot of people. But we're talking about the seamers were magnificent. I thought they were excellent with the way they used the new ball. When we're going in, when we're going out. And then the two spinners together on a pitch that didn't offer as much as the others' pitches they played on. They were excellent. They were excellent today, India. A proper, proper bowling performance.
To add to that, the fifth bowler, Sundar, got the best player out on the day, 55 LBW. It's all married up, hasn't it? Exactly what you're saying.
Yep. Just to remind.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is the following on podcast at the close of play after the first day's play from Ahmedabad. England bowled out for 205 and India 24 for 1 in response. Steve Harmison, Gareth Baddy and Darren Goff are with me, and we're just running through the day. One choice of seamer, he took the mickey out of himself really a bit, saying he was nervous and wanted to tell his kids he'd played with Jimmy Anderson. You know, how on earth could England have got another spinner in the side, given it's proved worthy or right to have chosen Dan Lawrence at number 7? Anybody? Who'll speak up on that subject?
I personally think they should have had another seamer. I don't agree with Darren on the Wokes or the Curran. I think if you're going to go overseas and play on these flat wickets, you need a little bit of oomph. So that's the reason Archer's there, that's the reason Wood's there, that's the reason Stone's there. So we've talked heavily in the last 3 or 4 winters, when we go on the subcontinent or, you know, the Southern Hemisphere on these flat wickets, Broad and Anderson now can't play it together. Well, if you're saying that, Wokes is thrown into that. He's average after, and this is not me having a go at Chris Wokes, by the way. This is just team balance. For me, you needed another seamer who had a little bit of oomph, a wood or a stone, because Archer was out, and try and get something out of nothing.
It's to bowl with a new ball army. That's all they're going to do. As Bats has said, the spin's going to be the guys who are going to get most wickets. It was to bowl with a new ball. We've had good carry. We don't need an Archer. We don't need a wood. We don't need a stone on this pitch. It's proved, but that's as good a pitch you want to bowl it. If you're going to go to India, you're going to go to Pakistan or Sri Lanka, and you get a pitch like that as a fast bowler, you're over the moon.
Tomorrow afternoon, Darren.
You're over the moon.
I'm not.
Spinners are going to be bowling tomorrow afternoon, army.
Tomorrow afternoon. But the way these guys play a spin, so you've got Rohit Sharma's batting at lunchtime tomorrow.
Well, they did play well the last game. And Joe Root got 5 for 8.
Yeah, but he's seen the surface to play it on. This is a completely different surface.
It won't be on day 2 and day 3.
You wait tomorrow afternoon after lunchtime. If Kohli and Sharma are in, our spinners... It's not against, not a negative thing against our spinners. These players spin like you'd not believe. This is their back garden. So you're going to have a passage where Jack Leach becomes redundant. Don Best is not bowling as well and going for runs.
Well, we might as well play 5 seamers.
You need a seamer that can get you a wicket out of nothing. Just make something happen. That's not Jimmy Anderson. That's not Chris Wokes. That's not Stuart Broad. That's why you've got Jofra Archer, Mark Wood and Ollie Stone. You needed one of them in the team, and for me, that was where England have made the mistake. They picked the extra batsman. Yeah, Dan Lawrence batted beautifully, to be fair. He batted brilliantly. But I still believe that you need some extra pace on a wicket, which, you know, potentially, you know, you need something out of nothing. And that, for me, was one of the two fast lads today.
6-all, tiebreaker. My head's going back and forth. Gareth Batty.
I think if you take the 46 that Lawrence got out of it in the innings here, we're in real dire straits there at 155 all out.
And the same Wokes wouldn't have got any runs at 7.
Wokes is
or
in
Sam
England.
Curran.
Wokes is in England. Sam Curran's in. They weren't up for selection, so I don't think we can bring them into it. We've already said that we're going to either agree to disagree or whatever on the whole people going home and rotation. That's happening. We can't fight that. But from what was up for selection, the 46 that he got today, Lawrence, is a crucial amount of runs.
It is, though, Bats. We can't just look and say, right, I'm going to have a batsman. If 7 batsmen can't get you enough runs, well, then, you know, for me, you've got the wrong batsman in the team. If you wanted Dan Lawrence in and you're talking about 46 runs you got, and you wanted that Lawrence in, you pick him as one of your batsmen. You pick him as a top-order batsman. You have enough bowlers to win you to get your 20 wickets for me.
I think there was a... Okay, so my view is we should have had a specialist bowler. You can't go into a test match with 3 specialist bowlers, right? So that's point one. Point two, I think Lawrence was a good choice for the match because he doesn't have traffic, right? I think that he was a good choice because he's clear in his head about how he wants to impose himself on the match. That light little cockiness of youth. And I think that was a very good thing for England to have in the side. The problem is they didn't know how to get it in the side because they want to back the guys at the top front 3. They don't want to bin them after a game or two.
Well,
but really, I think Lawrence should have been playing at the top of the order and an all-rounder or another bowler should have. That's what I think, but no, that's a slightly different issue.
I agree with you, but the only way they could have done that, and this would have been, we'd have been talking about it all day, was to drop Folks and put Bairstow back to 7 and keep wicket and put Lawrence back to 3. That's the only other way they could have done it. And then that would have caused mayhem.
Well, there was another way, which is very cruel. But actually, I'm afraid I'd have left Sibley out. I think that Bairstow should have opened. Lawrence should have batted at three, because I think Sibley has shown he's struggling and needs to learn
against spin. Yeah,
and so that would have been my particular way of dealing with it, because I think dropping Folkes now would just be ridiculous and they'd be the laughing stock. And actually, yeah, Folkes plays spin very well himself.
So
anyway, there we go. Very interesting discussion. Guys, we've got time to turn our attention to tomorrow. Harmy touched on it, but the fact is, going to be another mighty effort from Jack Leach. But Dom Bess has got to bowl well. Now, we saw a couple of things this evening I just want to talk about before we go. Firstly, we saw Dom Bess bowl some really good balls, particularly at Rohit Sharma, who's a hard guy to bowl to, and some really bad balls, two horrible long hops that went down the leg side. Were they the signs that he's a man nervous, or was he just nervous because he's nervous and he'll settle down tomorrow? Or was he going to, tell us? Please, Gareth, explain.
100% nervous. I think you bang on there. Now, will they settle down? Had those balls have disappeared into the ground, the bad ones, into the outfield for fours and sixes, then he would be coming into tomorrow even more nervous. Because they haven't, and because he hit Sharma at the top of the thigh pad and brought the fielding catchers, into play a little bit and a little bit of buzz around, you kind of walk away 50-50. Now, if in his first one or two overs they target him and tech him and he bowls a few bad ones, then he could go downhill pretty quickly. But if he can just get into the game, and if they can miss out on those bad ones and he gets a wicket from somewhere, you're in business.
I know Goffey's going to say they're going to target him tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's going to differ. Tonight,
I don't think
survival.
That's a bad thing.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I do. But I think tonight, for Rohit Sharma, right, the way we're stood there, it's about survival, getting through tonight. They've had a great day indeed. He didn't want to spoil it. Tomorrow, slightly different. The sun will be shining. It's early morning. And once he comes into an attack, if Rohit Sharma's still in, we're going to see some shots.
The captain's huge for Dom Bess tomorrow. Not only in the field placing, but how he uses them. If he can clear his mind, and I'm speaking from experience, as somebody who bowled wicket-taking balls, but bowled a lot of rubbish in between, if he can clear his mind and concentrate on the good balls, and his captain gives him the right field positions, in areas catching here, but in the deep, so he's not going at 6 and 7 and over, then he's got a chance to build some confidence.
I hope his captain doesn't ignore himself, because I don't think he should bowl Dom Bess just for the sake of it. I think Joe Root's got an important part to play. And finally, the last ball of the day, Jack Leach bowled it quicker and flatter. He bowled it, as you would call, direct into the pitch. And it didn't spin that much, but it beat Rohit Sharma. It surprised him. Should we see more of that, do you think?
I think line's crucial for Leach. He's got to be bowling at middle stump, not middle and off stump, because we've seen his margin for length is far less when he's that little bit more towards off stump than straighter. They're worried when he bowls straight. But as soon as he's off stump and outside, they knock him for the single into the offside.
They play him beautifully. They let the ball come. Yep. They lean forward with a bent front leg and they let the ball run off the blade, don't they? They go with it. They've got great touch.
His natural shape is sort of straight or out to out. So by out to out, I mean he shapes it out and spins it out. So he's got a ball straighter.
Okay, thank you, chaps. Thanks to all our team. Another excellent day, in my view, certainly, of the coverage of the game. I know that England didn't bat as well as we'd have hoped that they would, but they're in the game. They need a good first session tomorrow. One gets tired of what is a bit of an old cliche in cricket, but the fact is that the first session tomorrow is very important. We hope you've enjoyed it. The long and the short of it is England 205, India in response 24-1. So as we say goodbye, we'll do so by looking back.
Akshar Patel, well, what a start to his career. 18 wickets at under 10. Here is Patel's bowled him, he's through. Dom Sibley's on his way. Crawley uses his feet once again. He's heaved this one straight down towards mid-off and straight into the hands of Mohammad Siraj.
Yeah, there's positive intent and there's also recklessness, and I think that is the latter.
Mohammad Siraj, finally we start again after a long drinks break. That's horribly close and that's out. Absolutely stone-dead LBW. Joe Root trapped back.
Ashwin down, the wicket comes Stokes, and that's how to go downtown. And he's gone all the way for six over long off. Here is Mohammad Siraj continuing to Johnny Bairstow. Up goes the finger, he's hit him on the pad.
78 for four now here on TalkSport 2 England, in trouble.
Here's Mohammad Siraj to bowl to Ben Stokes, and Stokes is forward. Lovely straight drive. the very best of Ben Stokes.
Here is Washington Sundar. Slog sweep once again from Ben Stokes. No problem with connecting with this one. All the way over wide, long on for six. Reverse sweep, beautifully played, and he's played it beautifully to bring up his half century. That is a fabulous innings, the beginnings of an innings of great importance for Benster and for England.
Sundar in around the wicket, takes Stokes on the pad. Stokes' head goes down, he knows what's coming next. Nitin Menon's into the game, raising his finger for LBW.
Lovely straight drive, glorious shot by Dan Lawrence.
Ashwin in again, a little bit of width outside the off stump. Beautiful punch off the back foot. Dan Lawrence, oh my goodness me, he's timed that magnificently well.
Down comes Pope wisely. And now wait a minute, we have a problem. England, Pope knows he has a problem.
Nicked it inside edge. Oh, onto the pad. Oh dear me, what great fielding. It's a massive, massive wicket that.
One of the reasons folks play spin so well is he plays it so calmly. Oh, he has got out. God. Ben Folks has played forward and nicked it to slip.
Axar is going to bowl.
Left arm around the wicket. Lawrence has come down the pitch and has missed it and he's stumped. Innings over for Lawrence.
Axar is in. Taken on the pad is best.
Given out LBW.
Oh, full toss from Ashwin and it's slapped away through the offside for four.
Declare. Declare, England. You've got
200 on the board. 203 for nine.
Ashwin in again. Forward comes Jack Leach. Big appeal for leg before wicket and he's given him.
England have been bowled out after winning the toss and choosing to bat first for 205.
Three slips in the gully for Anderson as he comes in. Bowls a good ball. That isn't so far away. Has it held its line enough? Yes.
What a start for England. What a start for Anderson.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.